Welcome to the Help Me Understand podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Dillon, a school designer focused on innovating the what, how, and where we learn. This podcast is designed to unearth and share ideas and practice the power of positive conversation. Thanks for joining us. And if you like what you hear, share the podcast with friends, as well as rate and review, as this helps more people find this great podcast and others. Well, good day and welcome back to the Help Me Understand podcast. This is Dr. Robert Dillon, and we're going to the mailbag. I know that many of you have been waiting for some new interviews and some new episodes. They are coming. Not only that, I'm working on some long form projects. So we'll have a series of podcasts from the same person. And those will be emerging over the summer. So a lot of final work going in there and some post-production. So be on the lookout for some new episodes. I'm excited, thinking about some new ways to go beyond the 20-minute conversation and go to a little bit more where we go in depth and we talk about kind of all kinds of topics. So thank you all for being a part of the co-design project between the Oregon Department of Education and their work with equitable grading practices and the Help Me Understand podcast. We were able to co-produce those, and they are now posted both on their website and at this episode or at this podcast. So otherwise, here's the things I want to talk about from the mailbag today. A couple of design things to go along with just a few more ideas about learning space design. So the first one comes from the mailbag, and the question was about music in the classroom. Well, I've always been a fan of using music for energy. This morning was no different. I had the radio on, I turned the radio up, I think Group Love was on, and I was pounding that to wake the teenagers up as they are off to school this morning. They always love when I do that. But yes, music in the classroom for energy purposes, for focus purposes, for just fun and playfulness is a great idea. Now, we do have to be careful, though, right? Because music can be distracting, especially music that has lyrics in it when we're trying to read words. And so, yeah, the research is really clear that if you're asking folks to consume information, read from a science book, read from a novel, read a worksheet, don't want to intermingle that with music that you can sing along to or that you know the words to. So that's a great time for instrumental music. That's a great time to do that. But I love the idea of playful music as well. Here's the song we play when we go off to music or we go off to art. Here is our last 30 seconds of class. Here's how we start the day, 45 seconds of music. It could be trivia. It could be name that tune. Lots of great ways to build some energy and get the classroom rolling. Now, if you have a class that's working on a project, great time for more lively music. Also would have you be really intentional about the rhythm of the music, so the beats per minute. We know that there is an appropriate amount of beats per minute when we're asking folks to calm and relax, and when we're trying to build energy. And the great things about platforms like Spotify and others is that you can type in beats per minute into your search bar and it will bring you up music that is at that beats per minute. So yes, big fan of making that another piece of the puzzle when it comes to your intentional design in the classroom. Then some people asked about, and we go back to the mailbag, about how do we deal with students that are using our options, our choices, movement, furnishings in a distracting way. Well, two or three pieces here. One, we can be proactive, and two, at times we have to be reactive. So the reactive is, I don't think that is the best place for you right now. And sometimes that's an individual conversation. Sometimes that's a group conversation, but we can't allow the way that students are using furniture to be distracting to the whole class or distracting to the teaching that's happening. Now, distracting can mean a couple of different things. It can mean making noise, tapping on a desk, or it can mean movement. So we do have to be careful when we talk about distraction that we're really talking about keeping others from learning and not just swaying, moving, and having kind of that natural human flow to how you're interacting with the furniture. The other thing is proactively, we really do need to talk about how we use each of the choice options of furnishings in our room. How do we use soft seating? How do we use standing desks? How can we sit on our desks? How can we move a chair around? Be really explicit about what works in the classroom. And then have students, if they come up with a better idea on how to use something, to bring it up ahead of time. And maybe there's a right time to bring those things up. So be proactive. And then when you are reactive, please don't shut down movement and choice, but do ask students to be respectful and rise to the expectations that are set in the class. Nothing wrong with that. The final thing from the mailbag, kind of a leftover from the pandemic, but certainly true in many of our classrooms. How do we make sure that we're dealing with germs and cleaning and all of those sorts of things, especially with our soft seating? So I would say that many of our soft seating options go beyond their life of like, hey, that should have been cleaned months ago, or that should have been cleaned weeks ago. So first and foremost, put that on your calendar. Can't say how many times when I talk about design, I talk about putting things on your calendar. Once a month, once every 2 weeks, clean the soft seating, wipe things down. Your students can help with this too. Sometimes pillows go in the laundry. Sometimes pillows get sprayed down. Sometimes it's about Lysol, and sometimes it's about steam cleaning. But however you decide to get it, those items to be as clean as possible, please, please, please just schedule it, or else you'll forget about it. It'll be the end of the year and you'll be like, oh, I'll do that to start the year. And that won't happen either. So please do that piece. And then, yes, we can do a better job of wiping down surfaces. And as we have that, sometimes it's as easy as hot water and soap. Sometimes it's disinfectant. Sometimes it's Windex and spray. Whatever you feel comfortable with, do look for a frequency that is a little higher than what you currently have. So thanks for joining me for this quick episode from the mailbag around learning space design. Look forward to having you in the audience for some of our upcoming projects. And there are some amazing podcasts that continue to emerge. It's funny, my podcast consumption is all over the place, but I've been enjoying the interviews that Jenny Anderson have been doing over at the Learn It Memo. If you haven't listened to that podcast, I would encourage you to not only listen to that podcast, but subscribe. And then the Knowledge Project with Shane Parrish recently had an episode on sleep, and I really enjoyed the detailed work and thoughts about sleep. I've been doing a better job of tracking my sleep, tracking deep sleep and REM sleep, and really looking at that and the factors that jump in the way of my sleep. So I hope you had excellent sleep last night. I hope that you continue to think about intentional design, and I hope you reach out if there's anything I can do to help and support you in this work, whether you're at a school, at a church, at an office. All of those places benefit from when we're thinking about the environment that surrounds us in our work. Have a great day. More down the road from the Help Me Understand podcast. Thanks for listening. More about this podcast and my work with schools and districts can be found at drrobertdillon.com. Until next time, slow down, notice the world, and stay curious.